Have you ever used GemNab? I don't know if you've ever had a patient ask you for it. Would you consider it?
I have only used gemcitabine with nab-paclitaxel, part of the APACT study, while the study was ongoing, Neil. I have never used gemcitabine with nab-paclitaxel outside of a clinical trial in the adjuvant setting.
Of course, a lot of controversies and viewpoints about what the optimal first-line therapy metastatic disease is. We'll get into that in a second. But I'm just kind of curious what you would anticipate in the adjuvant setting, how FOLFIRINOX would compare to GemNab. Let's say they end up having similar benefit. Do you think there's an advantage to one versus the other in terms of tolerability?
I think in the metastatic setting, we have many of our patients, for example, that get exposed to FOLFIRINOX in the first line, and then when they progress, they get gemcitabine in the second line. And when we talk about tolerability, and this is regarding the same patient that you treat with one chemotherapy and then the other, most patients tell me that they actually feel better when they get gemcitabine. So I haven't had a single patient that told me the opposite was true. So in general, we do think the gemcitabine, it's easier on patients, and mostly because of potentially less fatigue and less GI toxicities.
And when are we expecting, hoping to see the adjuvant data for GemNab?
Right. So I'm really hopeful 2019, maybe even an ASCO 2019. I would love to see that.
Now that's GemNab versus what, Gem?
Gemcitabine single agent, yes.
So you'd have to do indirect comparisons in terms of FOLFIRINOX, for example.